This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. One statewide office in Massachusetts government usually gets little attention around election time. It's for the Secretary of the Commonwealth, more commonly known as Secretary of State, who oversees elections, corporate filings, and securities. For more than 20 years, the same person has held the office. But that longtime office holder finds himself on the defensive this year, thanks to an unusual challenge in the upcoming Democratic primary. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the candidates.
Without a doubt, this is one of the feistiest campaigns of this sleepy primary season.
You don't vote.
Bill, these attacks that you've been making since day one of this campaign.
No, I'm not going to attack. That's a fact.
I think reflect.
You're attacking me saying I'm responsible for lower turnout in primaries, and you don't vote.
Let him respond, please.
This anger that you have is an example of why challenges in a democracy are so important. You've held
politically astute, yet sometimes enigmatic incumbent Bill Galvin is facing his first primary challenge in a dozen years. Three-term Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim is looking to send Galvin, who's held the job since 1995, into retirement. But the 67-year-old Galvin is battling back. The race pits two Democrats from different eras and with very different campaign styles against each other.
Thank you, Democrats!
Zakim's bid got a boost this past June at the Democratic Endorsing Convention in Worcester.
This is incredible and unexpected, and I am so thrilled and humbled to be here in front of you today as your endorsed candidate for Secretary of State in 2018.
The endorsement prompted Galvin to step up his efforts to stay in office. He's hired a campaign communications advisor and has finally taken to social media. The 34-year-old Zakim has been trying to make Galvin the issue, saying after 24 years in office, it's time for a change.
He is very happy with the status quo because he is the status quo, and I think we have an opportunity. I think voters are seeing how much potential there is for that office, not just when it comes to elections, but when it comes to leveraging those historic tax credits, when it comes to making sure we have government transparency and accountability through the Public Records Division, needs to be moving forward.
Zakim says Galvin has stood in the way of election reforms, including same-day voter registration, a charge Galvin disputes. Galvin touts his experience on the job as his core strength.
One of the things that I'm most proud of is my record of running honest elections here in Massachusetts with accurate results. We've not had some of the problems other jurisdictions have had, and I look forward to the 2020 election as a critical election for our country. I honestly believe it's probably going to be the most important presidential election since the Civil War.
Besides elections, the Secretary of the Commonwealth oversees corporate registrations, public records, securities, and the Mass Historical Commission. Secretaries tend to stay in office for a long time. Since 1971, only four individuals have held the office. Nine different people have served as governor over the same period of time. Zakim has energized the younger, progressive wing of the party with his candidacy, picking up several endorsements from members of the legislature's Millennial Caucus, including Cape and Island State Senator Julian Sears.
I'm supporting Josh because I think Josh's dedication to protecting voting rights and really ensuring that the Commonwealth remains on the cutting edge of participatory representative democracy is exactly what we need in this office.
Galvin has support in the legislature as well, including freshman Senator Paul Feeney of Foxborough.
Obviously, there's been a transformational movement across this country, but I think in this race for Secretary of State, the choice is clear. You have somebody who's done the job, who's been very effective, who's worked hard, you know, and Secretary Galvin's concentrating on his race. Every few years, candidates go on a job interview. That's what this is about.
Time is running out for the candidates to close the deal. Galvin set the primary for the day after Labor Day, a move Zakim claims was deliberate to help the incumbent, but Galvin says is necessary to avoid the Jewish holidays and the first day of school. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella says to win, Zakim needs younger voters to show up at the polls.
The problem for him is similar to the problem for other progressive challengers, which is that younger people don't often turn out in primaries. So he has to both show people who he is, you know, get people to focus on the fact that he's running, focus on the race at all, and then get people who don't necessarily always turn out for primaries to show up and cast their ballots.
Whoever wins the primary still has another race to run this fall. The winner will face Republican Anthony Amore in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.